The path for bio-based fuels is slowly clearing as Washington implements changes from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, including updates extending the proposed 45Z clean fuel production credit. South Dakota soybean farmer Tim Ostrom, a governing board member of Clean Fuels Alliance America through the United Soybean Board, explains the 45Z Treasury Department proposal no longer penalizes U.S. growers for the destruction of rainforests in South America.
In Brazil, you know, they're still claiming new territory, and we're not doing that, and yet we were being penalized for it. So they finally got through the ILUC penalties in 45Z have now been eliminated, which will greatly help the bottom line of farmers and the return they get for their soybean oil.
The domestic market for biodiesel and renewable diesel is critical to U.S. soybean farmers, as 1 billion pounds of soybean oil are used each month in the production of clean fuels.
A tenth of the value that you receive when you sell your soybeans now is a result of soybean oil being used in either renewable diesel, biodiesel, or in some instances, a little bit into sustainable aviation fuel, which is SAF.
Soybean farmers are still waiting for the EPA's final rule on the renewable fuel standard, which proposes 5.61 billion gallons for the renewable volume obligation, called RVO.
This is real important that we continue to use that oil for both food and fuel, and there's plenty for both industries to grow and expand.
Clean fuel producers currently have 6.5 billion gallons of capacity built and ready to operate to fulfill this demand. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.